Dear NaNoWriMos, as the end of November drew near, many of you woke each morning to face your computer and yourself knowing that you would never finish the novel you promised everyone you would write. The red spot on your forehead reminds you daily that you have spent most of the month banging your head on the table. The 50,000 word finish line is nowhere in sight. You quit looking for inspiration and start looking for excuses. Look no further. I will write an excuse for you. In fact, here's one I wrote a few years ago for a friend of mine. What happened is this. On Halloween night, I decided to go deep sea fishing on the Baja coast. When I hooked a big marlin, I got drug overboard and had to swim all night, thinking that I really should be starting on my novel. Just as the sun was coming up, I got bit by a shark. He only took off a few toes, but it hurt like hell. Luckily, an old fishing boat came by and rescued me. They wrapped my foot, gave me some soup, but I was already 1,600 words behind my novel. I vowed to make it up. I slept for a while and woke just as the fishermen were in the midst of hijacking a fancy yacht. The rich people all jumped overboard, and the fishermen stole their smoked salmon and caviar. Now I was 18,000 words behind. When our pirate friends finally got caught, they threw us in a Mexican jail, but we bribed our way out with caviar. I said goodbye to my amigos and headed for the border. When I saw a rattlesnake, I decided to reach down and pet it. Guess what? He bit me. Can you believe it? Well, I sucked the poison out like I saw Chuck Norris do once in a movie, and then snuck up across the border under the cover of darkness. On November 29th, I got home and found a pencil. With my foot wrapped in a bloody towel and my hand oozing with snake venom, I started writing. At the stroke of midnight 2 days later, I had finished 49,250 words, thanks to Chuck Norris and the caviar. I understand that according to the official rules of NaNoWriMo, this makes me a loser. But I feel better having told my side of the story. Personalized versions of such escapades are available for $25 each. Cash only, please. I don't trust PayPal or any of his pals.